So there was a boy, and he was very adventurous. He was always running off, and his parents pretty much had to hold him back. One time, he said, "I want to go camping in a real wild and dangerous place where there's all kinds of scary creatures and dangerous animals." Okay, well, Mum was used to this, and she didn't say no. She just tried to think of things that could work for him. She said, "Well, the bottom of our garden is pretty wild. I haven't mown the lawn there for ages, and it's getting really overgrown. The grass is so long, there could well be all kinds of scary creatures in there that we don't know about." "Great," said the boy. "So then I need a tent and a sleeping bag and... what else do I need?" So Mum packed him a bag with all the things he'd need. And it was quite a lot of stuff, because you always do need a lot of stuff when you go camping. And the boy hauled it all off down to the bottom of the garden. And boy, it was wild down there. Mum hadn't mown the grass in ages, and it was all so overgrown that you could have hidden a buffalo in that grass, or a lion even. He was scared, but not so scared that he didn't want to do this. He stamped down some of that long grass so that it was all flat and that he could put up his tent. It was good that his tent was quite easy to put up. In fact, he just used a pump and the whole thing just inflated, so he could do that himself. And he put his sleeping bag in and all the bits and pieces that Mama packed, and he sat there in the tent. And now he was really scared. He was all alone in that wild place, and his mum had just left. What would happen now? He waited for the wild creatures to come and examine his tent, but really all that came along were some ants and a beetle. That didn't seem so scary. So he zipped up his tent and lay down in his sleeping bag on the mattress, and he listened. The wind was blowing quite hard outside, and that was a bit scary. The ground that his tent was placed on was rather bumpy, and it felt strange to be lying on that. But when the wind died down outside, he could hear this other noise. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. What was that? It just kept on going. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. What could that be? He imagined it was a tribe of wild people beating their drums. Maybe they decided to live at the bottom of the garden when Mum had stopped mowing the grass. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. What was it? Maybe it was a herd of buffalo all stomping in rhythm around his tent. He was getting really scared now, and that sound, it just sped up. Maybe it was thousands of ants all marching together on their way to pick up his tent and carry it away. "This is too scary," said the boy to himself. "I can't do it. I don't really want to be in the wild at all. It's too wild." And the sound sped up even more. The wild people beat their drums even faster. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. The buffalo were stomping around his tent even faster. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. The ants were marching even quicker to pick up his tent and carry him away. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. And right at the moment when he thought he couldn't take it anymore, when he felt sure that he just had to unzip the tent and clamber out of his sleeping bag and run back to the house, he gripped his chest and he felt something. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. It was his heart. His heart was beating to the same beat. Wow! How could that be happening? Was his heart listening to the wild people and their drums and joining in? Why would his heart do that? Or was his heart listening to the pacing of the buffalo and matching their stomping? Why would his heart do that? Or was his heart listening to the marching of the ants and marching along with them? Why would his heart be doing that? Maybe his heart was getting ready, so that if the wild people came, he'd know what to say to them, and then they could all be friends. Or if the buffalo came, he would know how to tame them, and they wouldn't harm him. Or when the ants showed up, he could make them march away and leave him alone. He got very curious about his heart beating away like that. It was so clever. It was going to protect him, so he'd know what to say or do to be safe. Wow! He didn't know his heart was so clever. He didn't know that it was so good at protecting him and preparing him for whatever might come. He sat there, gripping his chest, feeling his heart beating along there. And his heart beat slower and slower. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. And he took a few deep breaths, and his heart beat slower still. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. What did that mean? Maybe the wild people were going away, and they weren't going to harm him. Maybe the buffalo had sensed that he was there, and they weren't going to trample him. Maybe the ants had decided to look elsewhere for their food. Oh. He breathed another deep breath, and his heart beat even slower. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. It was so, so very peaceful now. He noticed the hooting of an owl nearby, and that sounded so good. The wind rustled in the branches, and that felt so nice. The earth didn't feel so bumpy. It felt strong and solid beneath him. I like camping, he said, and his heart beat yet slower. And before long, he'd fallen asleep. When he woke up in the morning, the sun was shining on his tent, and it was getting quite warm. He unzipped the tent and clambered out of his sleeping bag. There was no sign of the buffalo that had been tromping around his tent, or the ants that had been marching, or the wild people who had been drumming. But he thought of how his heart had been protecting him, making him ready for what might come next, so he'd be safe. And he was very happy about that. Maybe next time I'm in trouble, he said, my heart will protect me then. And it did. It always did. That's what hearts are for. Anytime something dangerous or difficult would happen, he'd stop and listen to his heart. Listen to it beating so fast, and he'd take some time just listening to it and taking deep breaths until it slowed down. And if he did this, why, he'd know what to say to keep himself safe. He'd know how to act to make things better. And he'd feel strong and courageous enough to do what was needed to make everyone feel okay. That's what hearts are for. half four.